Blackstone Publishing and Skyboat Media present The Intimidators by Donald Hamilton. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. 1. It was a good day, until we got back to the dock and found the messenger waiting. I didn't know he was a messenger when I saw him, of course. We seldom do until they identify themselves. He was just an ordinary-looking man for the Bahamas, black, rather shabbily dressed, chatting with one of the marina employees as he watched our captain back the 50-foot twin-screw sport fisherman into its narrow slip, making the complex maneuver look as if it were so easy that even I could do it if I wanted to try, which I didn't. I was standing aft in the open cockpit beside the fighting chair, wondering if I was supposed to be performing some useful operation with the stern rope, line, since the mate was busy forward. As you'll gather, I'm not the world's greatest nautical expert. Then the marina gent on shore stepped up and gestured toward the line in question. I handed it to him. As he dropped the loop over one of the big dock cleats, his companion caught my eye and made a small signal. Never mind what. That was all. The next moment, the unknown man was strolling away casually along the pier, stopping to talk with another black man near the marina office, and I was trying to secure the dock line I was holding, a duty from which I was relieved by the young mate. As I said, it had been a pretty good day up to that point. We'd raised two sailfish and connected with a blue marlin in the 300-pound class. Probably because of my total inexperience, we'd missed both sails, and the big boy had managed to wrap the wire leader around his bill, snap it, and get away. Nevertheless, I had had him on for about 15 minutes. All 300 pounds of him, and for an ex-freshwater angler brought up on little 10-inch trout, the whole experience had been fairly memorable. You might say I was the one who was hooked. I'd discovered that for a man in my line of work, deep-sea fishing has considerable advantages as an off-duty sport. Trolling or casting on the average inland lake, you're often within easy rifle shot of shore. Wading a brushy stream, fishing rod in hand, you're almost always a beautiful target for anyone lurking in the bushes. On the ocean, on the other hand, you're reasonably safe from hostile attention. Once you've checked out the boat and sized up the crew, and your fishing companions, if any, you can relax and forget about watching your back. Unless somebody considers you important enough to send a submarine after you, and I don't flatter myself I've made anybody quite that mad, nothing's going to sneak up on you unexpectedly on a small vessel 10 miles at sea. Besides, I'd just learned, fighting a truly big fish is a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?